Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. I'm Evangelist Tanita here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley. And we want to welcome you to today's Saturday morning broadcast. And today is March the 4th, 2023. As we're continuing with our series, The Importance of Keeping the Heavenly Vision, Part 6, we will continue where we left off in Matthew chapter 24. Rabbi John?
Amen. Father, we thank you right now, and I ask forgiveness for sin, for iniquity, for transgression. I choose to make a quality decision every moment of each and every day, Father, to forgive those who have sinned against me, caused iniquity and transgression against me and my family, and who have had within their own hearts so much evil that they wanted to do the bride harm. Father, we thank you for just reconciling us to you and allowing us to commune with you and to relate to you and to understand you better. Thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for just broadcast. We thank you for this message. We thank you for how you're helping us to keep our eyes focused on you during this turbulent time, during this time of great shaking and great awakening. Father God, you're asking us, you know, who do we have a focus on? Who do we have where is our heart? Is our heart sold out, or is it caught up in the everyday cares of this world? Father, we pray, and I pray, that as you begin to purge us and begin to cleanse our hearts, Father, that you continue to keep our focus all the way to the end so that we can truly become the overcomers that you have called us to be. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, as I was preparing for this particular broadcast, one of the thoughts that came to me that I feel was definitely of the Lord was the fact of we're being weighed in the balance, a balance of scales. And I think about the book of Daniel, and I think about Nebuchadnezzar's grandson. He had and began to be so wicked that the scales, the balance of scales, had been tipped to the evil side. And what the Lord was reminding me pertaining to this as we go into Matthew chapter 24 is that each and every one of us, to include collectively in our mezzo, there is a spiritual scale that's in the heavenlies. And we're being measured by the watchers. And I'm not just talking about the watchers, angels that were fallen angels. I'm talking about the godly angels that are still there, that are still watching for the Lord and reporting our every whereabout, our actions, our words, all of that, our thoughts of our heart. And there is scales, a weight scale, a balance scale. And when we get to the place, God forbid, to where that weight is to the negative and begins to topple, begins to teeter, then that forces the Father's hand. That forces what he has said will happen to us, be it saved or unsaved. Because the Father is clear when he says, you rained upon the just and the unjust alike upon them. Now it's based upon those scales. And as those scales are tipped to the evil side, then God's punishment is unleashed. As it's tipped to the righteous side, then God's blessings are released. And in 2023, nationally, regionally, you can already see the handwriting on the wall, so to speak. you can see that evil is prevailing. And as evil prevails, so does the wickedness and the punishment for that wickedness. 2023 is going to be, and it's already started, but it's actually going to be a year of calamity, a year of chaos, a year of catastrophic things happening. And because we're not prepared for it, those of us who have not shored up and really deposited righteous acts on the scale of righteousness, it's going to affect us as much as it will everyone else. So we have to be cognizant of that. We've got to be aware of that. We've got to be prepared and prepare ourselves. We've got to begin making deposits spiritually in God's spiritual bank of righteousness. And that's what this is going to unveil for you, I pray, in this teaching. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and go to Matthew chapter 24. And we're going to reread, even though we've read it before, we're going to reread verses 10 through 14. Matthew chapter 24, verses 10 through 14. We're going to reread that again. And then we're going to begin to elaborate more on that and on what is actually happening in our current events. Because our current events are letting us know from a meso, from a regional and national level, even from a global level, but regional and national is where we live at, that the scales that tend to keep things balanced tend to keep us away from the punishments of God has just overloaded with evil. 10 through 14, we'll read it first in the King James and then in the Amplified. Spanish New Year?
Yes, sir. Again, that is Matthew chapter 24, starting at verse 10 through 14, King James Version. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And so the Amplified reads, and then many will be offended and repelled, and will begin to distrust and desert him who they ought to trust and obey, and will stumble and fall away and betray one another and pursue one another with hatred. And many false prophets will rise up and deceive and lead many into error. And the love of the great body of people will grow cold because of the multiplied lawlessness. But he who endures to the end will be saved. And this good news of the kingdom, the gospel, will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then will come to the end. Rabbi John?
So you see here that even the elect, even the brides, will get offended. That this is part and parcel of the going away, and that those that are taking individuals will stop keeping Torah. And the moment that they stop keeping Torah is the moment that the love of God will begin to pour out of their hearts, and they will start to lose that precious ointment of love. Yeah. And for me, this is something that he's reminding me for myself. I mean, this is an individual salvation that I've got to make sure that I keep the love of Yah. And according to the definition, keeping the love of Yah is keeping his commandments. If I lose sight of his commandments, if I begin to change God's agenda to my agenda, then I run the risk of the scales, the balance scale, tipping completely over to the evil side. So we need to make sure, I know that I do, that I have, and I will continue, to make sure that I ask for his mercy and his grace to give me time, make sure that I complete myself out, and that there's no room for the enemy to exploit me or to utilize areas in my heart to find myself wanting, desiring, and leaning towards Sodom and Gomorrah the way Lot did. He was deceived by his eyes based upon what he wanted. He never asked the father, Abraham, and he saw how Abraham interconnected and interrelated with the Most High. But when he made his choice of which way to go, he looked up and was debated by his eyes. He was the greed really began to succumb him. And it costed him his testimony. It costed him his wife. It costed him his son-in-laws. Costed him his ethics towards the purity of his children. It costed him just so much that prayerfully that we're learning that this is a repeat that we don't want to repeat. That we don't want to find ourselves caught up in the sequel of this movie. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we fulfill the will of our Father in heaven, that we keep our eyes fixated on those things above. Because it's, Evangelist Anita was reading this. We can see this being played out. We can see that the love of many that we would have thought were with us begin to backslide, begin to listen to doctrines of demons. We would see that for what it is. And it would be sad, totally sad. This is becoming what it always should have been, and that is an individual salvation where we would have to really begin to put forth the effort to be the overcomers that we're supposed to be. Now, we were talking about the seals also. And before we talk about the seals, I want to go ahead and have us read verse 15 of chapter 24 of Matthew. Verse 15 of chapter 24 of Matthew in the King James and in the Amplified. Does that just tell you?
Yes. Verse 15, chapter 24, Matthew, King James. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. The Amplified reads, so when you see the appalling, the abomination that astonishes and makes desolate, spoken of by the prophet Daniel standing in the holy place, let the reader take notice and ponder and consider and heed this. Rabbi John?
We're coming out of Daniel chapter 9, and we're going to read verse 24 through 27 so that we can better get an understanding of what Daniel understood upon this. But Yeshua here, he references this passage. And in referencing this passage, it's obvious to those that are reading it now that the disciples and all of the Hebrews were very much aware of Daniel's writings because it was written, and not written, but it was spoken of and read quite often, especially in the synagogue during Sabbath. So they were aware of this calamity that was going to befall them at some point. They were preparing themselves for that. As a matter of fact, the apostles, or disciples, or soon to be apostles, began to ask Yeshua the question because they knew that he knew, first of all, but they also knew that this was what had been read for thousands of years. And understanding exactly what was going to be, correction, when I say thousands of years, I'm saying hundreds of years instead of thousands. But understanding the actual meaning and the timing was what they wanted to know. So let's go and read, starting, I believe it's verse 24. And we'll read 24 all the way through to 27. Chapter 9, the book of Daniel. We'll go ahead and read that in the King James and in the Amplified.
Yes, sir. I will start with Daniel chapter 7, verse 24, King James Version. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to fill up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks. And 62 weeks, the street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the Prince come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with men for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. And so the Amplified reads, starting at verse 24, 70 weeks of years of 490 years are decreed upon your people and upon your holy city, Jerusalem, to finish and put an end to transgression, to fill up and make full the measure of sin, to purge away and to make expiation and reconciliation for sin, to bring in everlasting righteousness, permanent moral and spiritual tude in every area and relation, to fill up vision and prophecy and prophet, and to anoint a holy of holies. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem until the coming of the anointed one, a prince, shall be 7 weeks of years and 62 weeks of years. It shall be built again with city, square, and moat, but in troublous times of years shall the anointed one be cut off or killed, and shall have nothing and no one belonging to and defending him. And the people of the other prince shall come, who will come, will destroy the city and sanctuary. Its end shall come with a flood, and even to the end there shall be war, and desolations are decreed. Verse 27, and he shall enter into a strong and firm covenant with the many for 1 week, 7 years. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and offering to cease for the remaining 3.5 years. And upon the wing or pentacle of abomination shall come one who makes desolate, until the full determined end is poured out on the desolation. Rabbi John?
Now, there is so much in this that it would take probably a good year to go over it in detail. But the wings of abomination is what I want us to focus on. In Hebrew prophecy, they're talking about flyby, a flyby by a planetary system, a binary planet, a binary sun, and the systems that revolve around that. Now, with that being said, one of those planets is Nibiru, and that particular planet, when it flies by, is going to look like a winged, it gives on either side of it, it gives a like a winged animal look. Now, we're not going to go into a lot of detail in this because we've done it in other broadcasts before. But the point is, that is the item that they're talking about, or the object, if you will, that they're talking about that makes desolate. And the reason why it makes desolate is because it has such a magnetic attraction that the wing portion that and the tail portion is actually asteroids and planets that have been destroyed and star systems that have been destroyed that are magnetically being drawn and pulled by this Nibiru planet, okay? When it swings by, the debris is going to come by. It is a very reddish-looking planet, and one of the scriptures that really begin to connect the dots here is the sixth seal. In Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 to about 17, verses 12 and 13 talk about the catastrophic calamities. And a part of that calamity is this particular through a planetary system, doing a flyby by the Earth. So close that it would be between Earth and the Moon. Now, why is this important? Other than the obvious, you know, it's because this is a part of God's judgment. And as he's judging, he's given us clues. He's given us signposts, if you will, to let us know the different things that are about to happen and how suddenly it is about to happen. Yeshua was the prince that talks about that was cut off from his ministry. His ministry was supposed to be 7 years. It was cut off at 3.5. It started during Yom Kippur. It was cut off at Passover 3.5 years later. So it's going to kick back up. It's going to start back up during Passover again. So as it gets ready to start, we've got to be prepared and understand that calamities are going to befall this earth. It talks about, and we've already heard Evangelist Tanita read it, pertaining to wars and rumors of wars. Well, that correlates this particular passage in verse 26 and 27 of chapter 9 of Daniel. That correlates with Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. Which is what Yeshua was speaking to his disciples. He was getting them prepared. And he was helping them to understand that these calamities are going to happen. And when they happen, these calamities, as we've already checked in other broadcasts, are connected to these seals. So verse 15 of chapter 24 connects the sixth seal. That sixth seal is important for all of us, but especially for the bride. Because with the bride, that's letting us know that within that sixth seal is our rapture, is our catching up, is our being caught up to our bridegroom. And we've got to be prepared for that. We've got to make sure that we're not so connected and enthralled with this world that we lose the focus. Because in losing the focus, we lose the love. We lose the love. We're not walking in commandment with him. We're not walking in the patience that is talked about that the Philadelphia church had, that had the door open for them that no man could shut. We must be prepared and must be ready for that. Because it is soon to come. It's soon to happen. So each and every Passover that we come to, we should prepare ourselves for what is about to happen. We need to prepare our hearts. We need to, as best we can, prepare our families so that we'll be ready for what is going to happen. It's that important. Your thoughts on that, Evangelist Tanita, before we go further?
As you were saying, it's better for us to be aware and knowing with all the things that we see in the news. It's like Yah sending messages, tidbits, to let us know where we are. But the most important thing is our personal relationship. And just being sensitive and prepared and ready so that when these things continue to occur, we don't get caught up and so in love with the things of this world that we miss our love with Yah. And keeping our perspective, keeping our morals, our values godly through prayer, through just how we handle situations. And making sure that that we stay as a light and not lose our light in the midst of the things that are happening. Rabbi Zim?
Amen. Amen. Totally concur and totally agree with that. It's got to be inward focus on purging and outward focus on walking in the right relationship with Him. As we inward focus, we've got to make sure that we're purging ourselves each and every moment of day. As the day is called the day. And outward focus only on Him and not on the things of this world. But we're going to stop there, and let's need to share with you how you could get more information. But we need to be very much aware and very much ready to continue to lean into Him when things begin to shake, when this earth really begins to quake, when the demonic realm really begins to move quickly upon the earth. We need to really be prepared to be caught up with Him in the air. Evangelist Anita?
Yes, amen. If this is your first time listening to the importance of keeping the heavenly vision, we would like to welcome and thank you for joining us. Whether you're listening via live or via podcast, we're glad that you've taken the time to engage in the study of Yah's Word and to discern the signs of the times. As a reminder, this broadcast is an outreach of Congregation Bethesham of Durham, North Carolina. If you have questions or you would like to receive our weekly newsletter, or simply desire to leave an encouraging word, please email us at office@bethesham.org. To find out more about us, you can visit our website at www.bethesham.org. That is spelled BETHESHEM.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And that web link is www.facebook.com/Bethesham Ministries. If you are hungry for more and desire a deeper understanding of the Hebraic roots of our faith, our college is University of Learning, offers courses in Messianic apologetics and biblical Jewish studies. And that website link is courses@bethesham.org. And finally, tithes and offerings can be made via Cash App, and that link is http://www.cashapphesham. Or you can mail it to our office at 2211 Shaw Road, Durham, North Carolina, 27704. And for those of you who have given, we would like to say thank you. Rabbi John?
Well, Father, right now, we thank you for this message. We thank you for listening ears and a heart to receive. We thank you, Father God, for a mind to begin to question, begin to ask you for truth, because truth is what will make us free. But we have to be able to identify that truth. So, Ruach, Holy Spirit, we have to come alongside as well as in, but alongside, and to affirm what is the spirit of truth versus what is the spirit of error, so that we may only focus on and allow our minds to participate with the truth of the Word of Yah. In the name of you, Yahushua, we pray. And until next broadcast, Shalom, Shalom.